The founder of this museum, Charles Lang Freer, once said this, "Observers in general should be given ample opportunity to enjoy their emotional reactions without expert opinions. Freshness of vision, simplicity of vision, the pure emotion of the observer should be his first sensation, unencumbered by the views of others." In other words, you don't need to be an expert to appreciate the beauty of the works of art throughout these galleries. Freer's own formal education ended after the eighth grade. He was never concerned with the specific social, economic, or political context of art production. He was, however, interested in authenticity, quality, and cross-cultural interchange. Before he transferred his personal collection of Asian antiquities and American tonalist paintings to this museum, his home in Detroit served as a kind of mini-museum for friends and guests. Visitors to Freer's home recalled sipping a drink in a comfortable chair while their host brought out one or two paintings and then a piece of Near Eastern pottery, a prehistoric Chinese bronze vessel, or a lustrous Japanese lacquer box, each for them to admire and delight in. It was a process of slow appreciation, to sit with the objects and draw the connections and reactions at their own speed. When the museum was designed, Freer tried to recreate that feeling of intimacy with the scale of this building and the abundant natural light. He hoped that the thoughtful display of diverse works would prompt not only the scholar, but all visitors to make comparisons and to enjoy their emotional reactions. This installation gives a sense of the kind of creative combinations of objects that Freer liked to make. They were selected from groupings of objects documented in the museum's archives. Take your time to find connections between the pieces here. Look for similarities in color, form, texture, tone. Look for harmony.